Well, yesterday the House passed the Americans with Disabilities Act restoration bill following the lead of the Senate, which passed the bill unanimously last Thursday. I was proud to be the chief sponsor of the bill, along with Senator Orrin Hatch. I'm told that the president intends to sign the bill and will be sending it to him very soon. The ADA Restoration Bill, or Amendments Act, is a critically important bill for millions of Americans with disabilities. When we passed the original ADA 18 years ago, we clearly intended that anyone with a disability would be covered by the law. They'd be protected from discrimination and entitled to reasonable accommodations in the workplace. A series of misguided Supreme Court decisions have narrowed the scope of who is protected. First, the court held that mitigating measures, such as if you took medicine or had a prosthetic or assistive device, that had to be considered in determining whether a person has a disability under the ADA. Secondly, the court held there must be a demanding standard in assessing whether an individual is eligible for protection under the law. As a result, people with conditions that common sense tells us are disabilities, including amputation, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, intellectual disabilities, muscular dystrophy, on and on, have been told by courts that they are not, in fact, disabled and are not necessarily eligible under the ADA. So the Supreme Court has created a supreme absurdity. The more successful a person is at coping with a disability, the more likely it is for the court to find they're no longer protected by the ADA. And so if they're no longer covered by the ADA, then their request for a reasonable accommodation can be denied and they can be fired without any recourse. What the ADA restoration bill does simply is to overturn these Supreme Court decisions. It clarifies once and for all what we intended in the original bill, and that is anyone with a disability is eligible for the protections of the ADA. And it makes clear in the law, in legislation, that mitigating measures cannot be considered in determining whether a person is eligible. As with the original ADA 18 years ago, I reached out across the aisle and also in the business community. As a result, the final bill enjoys overwhelming bipartisan support and broad support in the business community. Needless to say, after seeing the ADA eroded by the Supreme Court, it's extremely gratifying to restore the original promise and protections of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Every individual with a disability deserves a chance to realize the great goals of the ADA, the four pillars, as I've always called it: equal opportunity, full participation, independent living, and economic self-sufficiency. So hopefully that bill will be going to the president very soon.